Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
All the great food, all the great family fellowship. Ah, but there won't be a fire in the fireplace. Environmental regulators are announcing through the Associated Press today that the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality has issued a high pollution advisory for particulate matter. There is no burning wood in your fireplace tomorrow. So make sure there's a lot of comfort food around. If you don't have the fireplace, the wood-burning fireplace.
Or warm yourself up with some jumping jacks.
There you go. Does that count for outdoor fires as well? Like bonfires?
Well, technically it does. Any wood-burning fire is outlawed for tomorrow, whether it's in a backyard fire pit or your fireplace.
Okay. Well, so I was curious, what is a donkey kick? I haven't seen this.
Oh, it's an exercise, Katie. You know, she's getting me back in shape to do the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim again. So we start usually about the first of the year ready for it. It's a Memorial Day weekend hike. And so she's taught me two new exercises to help make the climb up the north wall head wall a little bit easier. And it's that backward leaning lunge, like a reverse lunge. That's a killer.
Awesome.
That's a killer. And then the donkey kick, which I thought, well, this isn't doing anything.
It's one of the ones I call a sneaker.
I couldn't even walk.
No, that's what that day was.
So the thing with that is, a lot of people do squats to work their glutes, and coming up the side of the canyon, that's a very glute-heavy workout. But the mechanism of action for your glutes is extension, kicking your leg out behind you, and rotating your toes out to the side, external rotation. There's not a lot of that that translates into a squat. People do squats. Squats a great exercise, but it's not really for your glutes. And people do squats and think, I'm good on my glutes today. So we took these two exercises that I like to do to get those glutes ready for the canyon, and we added them to the workout, and he felt it.
He felt it. Hey,
if you want to feel like someone opened your body up and filled your behind with concrete, that's the exercise for you.
I can't wait.
Lift and separate.
Yeah. Katie, I wanted to backtrack just a second. You started to list off some things that are high fiber.
Yeah, any vegetable. Any vegetable is going to be high fiber. Anything that has a plant cell wall. Apples are high in fiber. Celery, carrots, bell peppers, lettuce, kale, Swiss chard. I think I already said bell peppers. Anything you walk in the produce section, outside of maybe berries aren't quite so high. Bananas are a little bit lower, but you walk into the produce section and you're looking at fiber.
And what
all of those things are fiber. If you're not gluten-free,
can I just take a pill?
You can't. Well,
and stay in the in the meat department.
Living in the salad bowl with all the fresh vegetables, it's like walking into a candy store. It's just all so gorgeous.
Oh, it's awesome. So if you're not gluten-free, the whole grain breads, the heavier breads, the grainier breads, the real textured breads, crackers, there's really good textured crackers. Look for texture. If it has texture and it says old world or old grain or whole grain, those are going to have more fiber than Toll House crackers.
How about beans?
Beans have fiber, but they're also very starchy. I would limit beans. Beans are okay, but it shouldn't be a daily staple.
Okay.
Interesting. Darn it. I like beans. I like beans on my salad because they give it
crunch.
Something in the salad that's worth eating. Hey, Tom's called in and wants to talk about lunches. Lunches out on the road. Let's bring Tom into the conversation. Tom, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. We're talking about that holiday health crave with Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness. What's your question, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm a business executive. I go to a lot of lunches with, you know, clients, vendors, and, you know, I not just the holidays, but all year round. How do I make better, you know, choices? You don't want to always explain to somebody you're trying to diet. So, you know, just trying to order better off a menu at restaurants, make better choices.
Well, instead of telling people you're on a diet, you could just tell them you want to live longer.
to serve you better. I'm only here to serve you better.
If they look at you funny when you order that kale salad, just I'm going to live longer than you. It's all good. The nice thing with living in the Phoenix area, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, at this time is all restaurants have good options. Okay? So when you go to a restaurant, you can order the look for dishes that are lean proteins. They're chicken, leaner cuts of red meat. It's okay to have red meat. Just make sure it's a couple times a week and not daily. So a little bit of red meat's okay. Look for ones that have vegetables. You can always ask when there's a vegetable with a lot of sauce on it, you can always ask for them to go light on the sauce. They're going to do that for you. And that's going to cut 2/3 of the calories of the entire lunch by just saying, I don't want as much sauce as you usually put on there. Okay? They're really high in sodium typically. So just say light on the sauce. Salads are always a good thing. Look for those fresh vegetables. They can be blanched. That's okay. But once you've cooked them into a mush, into a soup or like a creamy carrot dish, the fiber's gone. So look for those fresh, colorful, lightly blanched, raw vegetables and lean proteins, and it's okay to ask to go light on the sauces.
And here's Rosie's answer. Go to Keegan's and have the Callahan Cobb salad. Grilled tenderloin, red onion, avocado, tomato, egg, gorgonzola, smoked bacon, all topped with as much blue cheese as you want. That's the best salad in town. A very close second is Grassroots with the roasted portobello mushroom on top.
Yes, sir. We're too busy finding Christmas songs about food to go along with your theme this morning.
If nothing else, we're going to make everybody hungry this hour.
Next week, we're broadcasting live for Christmas Eve, and we'll be covering traditions. If you've got a fun tradition you'd like to share with us, or if you're looking for a good tradition to start as well, it'd be a great time to tune in. I think it's going to be a pretty heavy week